Boy Meets Girl Meets Boy has been funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, Social Benefit Round.
God's sake, David! You have blood all over my good cushions. Will you get up and get a cloth from the kitchen? Not the one hanging from the front of the stove. That's a good one.
Ah, really, ma'am? I'm in pain here. I think my nose is broken.
Will you shut up about your nose? I can't believe that man had the audacity to speak to me like that in my own driveway. And why you didn't come out to defend my dignity?
I was a bit preoccupied, ma'am, by the blood pumping out of my face.
Preoccupied by your own problems, as usual. I just have to keep on going. Verbally abused by a blow into our village. In my own driveway. To think of the kindness I showed him and his ungrateful son. Welcomed him into our home. And this is the thanks I get? I think I will ring the guards about his son, and I'll mention his behaviour too. He has a shady past, there is no doubt of that.
I know, that's a bit much, ma'am.
Will you shut up, David, and give me a chance to think? Go do your bleeding somewhere else. I've just been attacked for defending you. And what have you done? Nothing. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I think I need to go to hospital, ma'am. It's still bleeding.
And I suppose you expect me to take you? Right, I'll just go upstairs and get showered and dressed. Can't be going to the hospital not looking my best. Who knows who'll be there?
A shower? Ah, you must be joking, ma'am. I'm in pain here, and you're showering and putting on your best clothes to drop me to hospital. Are you serious?
David, I am deadly serious. Do not for one second think that you can speak to me like that. It's fine for you. You can just fly back to London and no one here will care about you. But I have to live here. And as sacristan in the church, I have a reputation to protect.
That's the biggest gossip going, is it? God forbid you'd lose that crown to anyone. Do you know what? I take my bags now. And once I get done at the hospital, I'm going straight back to London. And I don't know when I'll be coming home again.
Here we go again, making today all about you. The way you carry on. No wonder you got your nose broken. David, don't for one second think I don't know what you're capable of. You neglected to even send me a card for my last birthday. Me! The woman who brought you into the world. The one person who has always stood by you. And if you are that self-involved, who knows what you could do? I think it's the best if you do go back to London. I'm not sure I can keep up the charade any longer.
Hi, Colm. How's things?
Good, and you, lad? You'd make poker all last night?
No, I just wasn't feeling up to it. Was David there?
No, he never came. Text Mike to say he was leaving for London early this morning and he wasn't risking a hangover on the flight. Did you not know that?
No, I haven't spoken to him since Saturday morning.
All right. He told Mike he hadn't heard from you since he dropped you off Friday night.
Oh, right. Well, was that what he said? Here, listen. Do yourself and Mike fancy going for a couple of pints Friday in the new place. It's some spot. And I have to call in anyways to have a chat with the manager about something from last week.
Sounds like a good plan, lad. Be a bit of crack. Sure, the wife is out Saturday with her friend, so she can't refuse me. Will you get on to Mike or will I?
Sure, I'll text him there now. That's great. See you Friday night around 8, so.
Sound out.
Morning, ma'am. Is Dad gone out? There's something I wanted to say to you.
He's gone out, love. Himself and a few of the other golden oldies go playing golf early in the morning now. God knows why when they've all day to do it. Do you know, I reckon they don't go out playing at all. I'd say they're in that clubhouse drinking tea and eating biscuits and whinging about how hard they have it as men. Walk a mile in our shoes, lads. Ye would know all about how hard it can be. Sorry, Maria. Rant over. What was it you wanted to say?
Well, I really wish Dad was still here to hear me say this, because I know how much you and Dad enjoy having me live at home with you. But Laura has a spare room at her place now, so she's asked me to move in with her.
Ah, Has she now? And you'll just move out and leave us after all we've done for you. Sure, I'm only joking, love. That's great news. Does Laura know you can boil an egg and she will be doing all your cooking for you?
Ma'am, I can boil an egg. Well, I can't poach them. But it doesn't matter anyway. Laura doesn't eat eggs.
Sure. Your dad will be very happy for you.
You mean he'll be happy to have the house back?
In part, yes. But mainly because he will know it's what you want and need. Do you know what he said to me a few weeks after yourself and Dennis finished?
When can I go back to the chipper again, I suppose?
No. He said at least now he didn't have to pretend to like Dennis anymore for your sake. Do you know, he said he never knew what you saw in him, but sure, he thought he made you happy and sure that was all that mattered. He said that he hoped you would meet someone that would really make you happy because that's what you deserved. Oh, and he also met Dennis's father one night and told him he hoped that Dennis would hold on to the memories he had of you because he would never meet anyone as good as you again.
He did not. He never told me that.
Sure. He never told me the last bit either. One of the girls got it from their husbands who was at cards the same night. Your father isn't good at showing his emotions or telling us about his feelings, but sure, his heart is in the right place. Although, he will probably just use this as an excuse to take you out for a few drinks.
Well, it won't be tonight. I'm heading into town.
Another Friday night out? Fine life you have. Are you going out with the girls, is it?
No, I'm meeting a fella out.
All right. Not the same fella as last week, is it?
No, no way. It's a fella that I matched with on a dating app during the week. I don't really know anything about him, but I gave 2 weeks getting to know the last fella and look how that turned out. Before you ask, I'm going to Craig's place. I'll take no chances.
Well, that's a good idea at least. Very different for you young people nowadays, isn't it? Well, look, all I'll say to you is after last week, as I hope it goes well. Do you want us to record Gogglebox on Sky Plus?
Thanks, ma'am. No, no, it's grand. Honestly, let you watch it away. I'll be home after work anyways. The girls are calling over to drop me in.
Okay, love. And look, you never know about fellas. Maybe this fella will stay sober for the first hour of your date.
We live in hope, ma'am. We live in hope. Here, let me know how loud Dad cheers when he finds out he has his house back, will you?
You will probably hear him shouting, "Free at last from work!" Sure, he've a voice like a foghorn.
Sit down over there, lads. I'll go call the first round. Sorry, but is the manager there, please? Could I just have a quick word?
I'll get him there for you. Craig, this lad wants a word with you.
How can I help you?
I don't know how to say this, but I am... Look, I was here last week and I made a bit of a fool of myself and caused a scene and I just wanted to apologise.
Was that last Friday night? You're the fella who fell over the stool.
Yeah, that was me. Look, I just wanted to say that I'm sorry and that I had made a bad choice of company that night and it cost me badly.
Bad choice of company? The girl you were with was hardly to blame for what happened.
Oh God, not her. She wasn't to blame at all. The fella I came in with before she arrived got me 2 pint bottles and to settle my nerves and threw 2 vodkas into each of them. So by the time she arrived, I was full up of drink and made a fool of myself. I really messed things up with her. I was too embarrassed to even contact her since. But I'm out with some friends tonight and I just wanted to make sure it was okay for me to be here.
That's a shame for you. Well, once that fella isn't with you and there's no fool acting, it's grand by me. I'm hardly going to bury you for someone else's badness.
That's a weight off my mind, thanks. Listen, can I get 3 pints of Coors and take one for yourself?
Cheers. We'll drop them over. For what it's worth, I'm sorry things didn't work out with yourself and that girl.
You and me both. Thanks for that. We're sitting over in the corner there.
Cheers.
You were a long time ordering the drinks. Who was your man you were talking to?
He's the manager. I wanted to speak to him about last Friday night.
Why? What happened? We weren't told a word about it and we haven't seen you or David since.
He honestly didn't tell you anything?
Not a word. He messaged us Monday saying he was heading back to London early on Tuesday. Said he wouldn't be there for poker. Said nothing else.
We had a bit of a falling out.
Really? Why, what happened, bud? Must have been fairly serious. Sure, you're after letting him off with loads down the ears.
Well, he was dropping me in to meet Maria last Friday night. I was telling him how nervous I was, so he said he would have a quick pint to settle my nerves before she arrived. Couldn't understand why he got another then.
Not like him to be buying drinks at the best of times.
Exactly. But sure, he didn't buy one. He put it on a tab. I had to pay after.
That was good of him, wasn't it?
Ah, that was only the start of it. He was throwing a double vodka into each of my pint bottles. So when I tasted it, I thought it tasted very strong, but he said I was wrong. Anyway, by the time she arrived, I was after 2 pint bottles and 4 vodkas in a half hour. I was up to 90 and I managed to fall over a chair as I was going to the toilet when she... I don't believe it.
Believe what, Sean?
Look over there at the bar. She's here with a different fella.
What are the chances of that? Strange that she has all her dates here, isn't it?
Yeah. Didn't expect her to meet someone else this quick. Sure, after our disaster, she was never going to give me another chance.
But sure, whatever happened wasn't your fault. I'll tell you what. Tell us the rest of the story and we'll enjoy our pints and pretend she isn't even here.
Exactly, Sean. Don't let it bother you.
Sorry it was a bit late. The girls were late picking me up.
Ah, no bothers. You were lucky. I was going to give you another 5 minutes, though.
Well, are you glad you stayed?
Yeah, it would have been a shame to have got dressed up for nothing.
Not really what I was thinking, but yeah, fair point. Will we get a drink?
Yeah. I'll have a pint of Coors. What'll you have?
I'll have a bottle, thanks. Oh, God, of all the nights.
Sorry, did you say something?
No. Just saw someone I thought I knew.
Okay, I'll be back in 2 minutes. Babe.
Babe, you know. Babe, huh? This fella thinks he's in a mob movie. At least he isn't falling over, like your men over.
Look over. The fella's gone over to the bar. We go and say something to her.
Whoa. Have you rung her or texted her? Or spoken to her since she walked out last week?
Well, no, but, like...
No buts. Don't even think about it. Leave well enough alone now. Maybe she's spotted you, and if so, she's probably on the edge of thinking you might come over and say something that'll upset her night. Don't.
I suppose you're right, yeah. It's just we seemed to have something before we met.
Well, don't be going over telling her that while she is out with another fella. Now, can you for 2 minutes take your eyes off what's going on over there and get back to what went on with David? So your dad took you round the morning after.
Here's your drink, Maria. So you were saying you've been single with a while. Have you been out on many dates?
Just the one. Nothing really to talk about. We texted for a bit. He seemed lovely. And he wasn't the same in person. How about you? How long are you single?
Really? A lot of fellas aren't what they seem to be nowadays, are they? I've been on a few dates. Been single a while. But who knows? If I met the right person.
Oh, yeah? You're looking for a woman to settle down with, is it?
Something like that. So you're working as a beautician. Is it busy?
Busy enough now. We've a lot of regulars. It's grand. What do you work at? You never said.
I'm working from home. Tech support from an IT company. I know, very glamorous. But it pays all the bills.
That's a fact. So do you live alone?
I sure do. Moved out of home for college and never went back. It's amazing the amount of people our age moving back in with their parents, isn't it? I'd never manage it. Being in my late 20s and living under my parents' rules. No way. Not for me. What about you?
I live in my own place. Same as you, really. Here, I must go to the toilet.
No bothers. Call a drink on your way back. Put it on the tab.
Will do. Is that your way of making sure I don't do a runner?
That's it, Ray.
I'll be back.
Good.
So then she slammed the door in my face. Oh, she's heading over to the toilet. Maybe I could go and speak to her.
Don't even think about it.
I know. I wasn't going to. Here, wait a minute. What's he doing with her drink?
What are you on about?
He's after dropping something in her drink. I saw him.
Are you serious?
Why would I say it if I hadn't seen it? It's not on at all. Mike, go over and say it to the manager. His name is Craig. I'll stop her from going back to the table.
I don't know how you saw that, but you better be right or we are in big. And he's gone already.
I saw what you did there. You just spiked her drink, you rotten yolk.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're off your head.
Not this week, I'm not. I saw what you did. You had your back to the bar so you wouldn't be seen, but I saw you.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're off your head.
What's going on? Sean, what are you doing here? Paul, why are you shouting?
Maria, you know this fella, do you? He just came over here shouting rubbish while you were in the loo.
It wasn't like that at all. I saw him sip something in your drink and I sent one of the lads to go get that Craig lad and I came over so you wouldn't drink it.
Paul, is he telling the truth?
No. Why would I do something like that?
You put your back to the bar so the staff couldn't see you, but I saw you. You dirty yoke. I saw what you did and I know how to prove it. Just empty the bottle and see.
I'll do that. And if there's something in there, I'm calling the guards. And consider yourself lucky if I don't take you outside and give you a good hiding first. I'm not going to have anyone putting pills in people's drinks here. Especially not my sister's.
Your sister?
Yes, Craig is my brother. I came in here for my dates with both of you so that he could keep an eye on me.
I think I better go.
Well, well, what do we have fizzing here? You're not going anywhere until the guards come. Well spotted, Sean, and thanks for sending your friend to get me.
I got lucky, I guess. It wasn't like I was watching her table much.
I hope I would have spotted the effects if she had drank it. But like I say, thank you.
I don't know what to say. I'm shocked. Who knows what could have happened? We were supposed to be leaving after this drink for dinner. Had you even made that reservation, you creep?
Sean, could you sit with her here for a few minutes? I'm taking this scumbag outside. I'll get someone to cover me here, and I'll drop you home, Maria.
Thanks, Craig. I'm fine on my own, Sean. There's no need for you to sit with me. Head away back to your friends.
You could have told me Craig was your brother. I came in to apologise for what happened last week before I had a drink here.
You never apologised to me?
No, I didn't. I tried about 50 times to send you a message about it, and I couldn't find the right words. And it was way too embarrassed to call. Look, I'm sorry, Maria. I'm sorry I was drunk and that I made a fool of myself, but it wasn't my fault.
That's easy to say, but I hoped you would be different. The last three fellas I have trusted have all let me down. Dennis ran off with someone else. I arrived to our first date to find you flaming drunk. And now tonight's episode has seen a guy trying to drug me in the scene of the crime from last week. So please, try and understand that I might not be in the most forgiving or rational mood, Sean.
I understand, Maria. And if I could take back what happened last week, I would. I finally found out someone I always considered my friend was no friend to me at all. And I lost whatever chance I had with you. Getting to know you was the best thing I've experienced in so long. And I know I made a total balls of meeting you, but what happened wasn't all down to me.
I know. When you went for breakfast with your dad and told him what had happened, it was my friend Laura that was serving you. She told me all about your friend Dave lacing your drink with vodka.
Oh no, she's not your friend, is she? I did think she was being over attentive that day. Normally it's an effort to get more tea off her. She must have offered us like 10 pots that day.
In her head, she's a super spy. What happened with your friend when you went to see him?
I was in the middle of telling the lads before I spotted what that Paul fellow was at. I won't subject you to meeting the lads. You've been through enough.
To be honest, I think I could do with sitting down. My legs are like jelly. I'm not even upset. I'm just so annoyed at how he fooled me and what could have happened.
His actions reflect on him, not you. We all get fooled sometimes, aren't I proof of that? Come on over so and sit down. And you can hear about me disgracing myself further. I'm sure you know it might even give you a laugh.
I could do with that. I really could. Would you grab me a pint of water, please? I don't know if I'll ever look at a bottle of beer again.
I'd be delighted to. Can I grab a pint of water with ice, please? Thanks. Lads, this is Maria. Maria, this is Colm and Mike.
Hi, lads.
We heard a lot about you. Sorry about what just happened. Some fellas don't limit themselves to falling over a table on a first date.
No, they don't. I didn't realise there could be worse than that.
Actually, I'll remind you, it was a stool.
Go on, tell us about Dave. What happened when you called over?
I broke his nose.
You what?
Yeah, I don't know what came over me. He told me that I was too innocent and that you, Maria, only went out with me out of pity, and I just saw red and I punched him straight in the face. I was probably as shocked as he was.
Oh my. That was definitely worth punching him over. Sure, that wasn't the case at all. I really thought you were a nice fella and the type of man I wanted to meet.
Well, that's a relief. Well, look, your brother's giving you a shout there. Can I walk you out?
That would be very gentlemanly of you. Thank you.
It's no problem at all.
Bye, lads.
Bye, Maria.
I'll be back in a minute, lads.
See you in a minute, Rambo.
Hopefully that doesn't stick.
Hopefully not. But these fellas are slow to let anything go. Here, I'll open the door for you.
Thanks, Sean. I think Craig is parked over there.
Perfect. Listen, Maria, before you go, I just wanted to say my piece. You were right to give out to me for not apologising to you. You're the person I should have said sorry to first, but I was just too embarrassed. I'm so sorry about last week, and I know you have had a scare tonight, and I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to be a hero now or anything like that, but I was wondering if you wanted to maybe go out for a drink next week and maybe have a proper first date. Seeing you again tonight and how beautiful you look, I'd be kicking myself if I didn't ask.
Well, you did become a bit of a hero tonight. You really did. I find it hard to trust people after my last boyfriend. And tonight really hasn't helped that either. But thank you so much for what you've done. You proved that nice guys do exist. And after all that has gone on tonight, I will have to take anything in the future very carefully. But I would be delighted to. Now go back into your buddies and enjoy your night. Thank you, Sean, for tonight. I really mean that.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Maria. I'm glad you're safe.
Thank you, Sean. All right, Craig, I can see you waving. I'm coming.
Your brother really seems like a nice guy, Maria.
He is, and it turns out he isn't the only one.
Boy Meets Girl Meets Boy has been funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, Social Benefit Round.